behind the drugstore on Canton Street. And he give everybody a bottle of Red Madison. But it was only, he was the only doctor over here. And he's got a house. He's got a house on Canton Street. His house is still up there. He had this big old house. Then after he quit being the doctor, left the drugstore, he started doctoring people in his house. But he got so old. But that's only, they only had one doctor. They only had one store, Mike's Hickory.
Hickory's, and is it still there? I'm trying to think if Hickory's is still there. I can't even think.
No, it's turned into something else.
But it was there for years and years. That's where a lot of people bought their groceries and things. Yeah. Not when I was growing up, because we had the big stores then. Yeah, but it was still there.
People still bought.
And there was a gentleman that always, actually one of my friends, her dad actually run the store for years and years and years until he actually passed away. And then there was another gentleman named Fred that would always be sitting out front on the back of his truck, and he sold flowers and things like that. And they actually did a bench in the little square right there on Canton Street in his honor. Actually, both of them.
Well, that's what I said, Canton Street. Just about what it used to be in Roswell, because there was the store, the doctor's office, the drugstore.
And maybe the movie theater was there. Mm-hmm. But that was pretty much it when she was growing up. And it, you know, it was still small when I was a teenager, but it was at that point when it was starting to, the population was coming and it was starting to boom.
And it hadn't stopped yet. And that little jailhouse, that little white jail?
Yeah, the jail used to be very small, and it's not there any longer. It's actually where, what's there now? Is it a parking lot?
It's a parking lot now.
Yeah, for the Independence High School.
Yeah.
What kind of things would they put people in jail for?
Well, you know, Roswell back then was like Mayberry, and, you know, they always had the town drunk. No, I'm just kidding.
They didn't too many people go to jail because there wasn't big enough to put nobody in mud.
Well, and, you know, and not saying anything about law enforcement, but they, you know, they all knew everybody. I mean, we all knew them by name. They knew us by name back then, and... You know, if you went to jail for something back then you were doing something really bad. When you're teenagers, you experiment with alcohol and things like that. And I don't remember, you know, I've been caught by the Roswell police back then with alcohol, but not just myself, my friends too. And, you know, all they would do was make us pour it out and throw everything away. They did not say, you know, you're going to jail for underage drinking and all this kind of stuff. It was just so small, and they all knew us, and then they'd tell us to get out of here and go home, you know, if they caught us with alcohol. But if we wasn't having any alcohol or anything like that, then they just say, well, y'all have fun, be careful, and don't cause any problems.
Mm-hmm. And was that how it would be when you were
you probably hardly ever saw any law enforcement.
Okay, well, that's it. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No. Like I say, if my grandmother was here, she would add a lot to it. You know, she, you know, was the horse and buggy, and she makes her own quilts, and she still gardens, even, you know, at almost 90 years old. She plants a garden and picks the food. And
she can tell you a lot of stuff that I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, her mind is like that. She can tell you something that happened, you know, 70 years ago.
Well, we will hopefully have a chance to sit down and talk with her as well. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
In the meantime, thank you very much. We're just about out of time here.
All right.